It's feeling of disappointment, really. We've not defended as well as probably I would say being a defender as we have for the most part of the season, letting sloppy goals, and especially with the set players the other night. In general play, I thought that probably the shape was quite good. I think just switching off at key moments in games is probably a factor why we've not had as picked up as many points as we'd have liked.
Does it make it hard to explain? You've gone through almost the entire season of not making individual costly errors at the back, and now it's sort of crept in.
Yeah, I think it's just a concentration thing. I think it's late on in the season and we've lost a few personnel, but I think it's just getting back to, we spoke about getting back to basics, and hopefully we can bounce back with 3 points on Saturday and finish the season strong, which the group of players we've got and the staff deserve to finish higher than perhaps the position we're in, and it's up to us to finish as strongly as possible now.
There's a lot to be positive about for this season, what you've achieved, where you are on the table, but as players, do you see it a little bit as an opportunity missed as well?
I mean, obviously we got close, didn't we, to the top six with 3-4 points away was the closest we got, and then I think we lost at Fulham, but I think it shows we've progressed and just happy to pass the season along. And yeah, the last few results haven't gone our way, but we want to do something about that. We're not resting on our laurels. We're wanting to put that right, and especially before we break up and build sort of positive results going into next season, which is obviously another important one for us.
Yeah, looking at the teams below you, there's some huge budgets in this division that are considerably below you in the table. So have you got to sometimes take a step back and think, well, actually, we've done pretty well?
I think, yeah, if you look at budgets and things like that, yeah, there's a lot of teams that have underachieved, and there's a lot of teams up there, you know, like Newcastle that have spent huge amounts. But as players, you don't really look at that. You go out there, it's 11v11, and you just look to come out on top against who you're up against. And for the main part of this season, I think we've done that. But obviously, I wouldn't say the standards have slipped. I just think that, as I said earlier, maybe the concentration and in the key moments in some games haven't quite been what we've had for the most part, and we need to get back to that.
It's a strange one, really. A lot of people have spoken about the top two have been the top two in this division basically all season. But from people I've spoken to, they've said Fulham have probably impressed them more than most in this division. Who's given you the hardest time, would you say?
I would probably say Fulham. Brighton are very sort of dogged, and they grind out results, and obviously Newcastle are right up there as well. But I think Fulham, yeah, they've got a certain way of playing, and I think the last couple of results, winning at Norwich with 10 men and they went and won 4-1 at Huddersfield the other day. So if they're to get in the playoffs, I think they'll be the team to be fearful of or mindful of, really.
How important is it to win this weekend to send the home fans away happy? They're not going to be back here till August now.
Yeah, well, obviously it's the last home game. We want to finish there on a high, and overall at home, the home record's been very good. And like I say, looking to finish the season well, the last two games, and take that into next year. So hopefully we can send them home. And yeah, it could have been better, but we're always striving to improve, and we'll look to do that next season as well.
Do you feel like you've kicked on again personally yourself, Paul? You've played regularly again this season?
Early part of the season, I was in and out of the team, and I had a spell of not playing. The team certainly picked up at October, November, picked up some good results, and had to be patient. But yeah, I've enjoyed being part of the side since early December, really. And yeah, we've had some great results against very good teams up the top end of the league. But yeah, I think there's always room to improve. I think I can do better personally, and I know there's more in the squad and in the team to go, hopefully, one better next season. That's got to be the aim, I think.
Is there a lot more responsibility on you these last couple of games that you think Tom Clark's not around, Greg Cunningham's not around? Alex Baptiste is available again, another experienced player back there, but do you feel there's a little bit more expected of you?
It's not an excuse. You know each other's game with Tom. I played with Tom even since I was young, England youth ages, and we know our games inside out, and same with Greg. I know what I'm going to get from him. It's never easy for different personnel coming in, but yeah, obviously the back line's been upset a little bit by 3 or 4 changes, whatever. I know that happens in the season and it can affect things, but Yeah, obviously it's disappointing missing them out, but on the positive, we've got Callum Woods, who's joined in training today for the first time. So we've got Greg's going to be fine for pre-season. Obviously, Tom's long-term, and I'm gutted for the team and for Tom. But obviously, these things happen, and as you say, Alex Baptiste is available again. And last time we played Bristol at home, and he played centre half alongside me. So, yeah, it's not ideal, but yeah, it's not about excuses. It's just about, I think we're better than what we've shown of late. And as I say, it's not easy for the new personnel coming in, but we've just got to get on with it and sort of do our jobs a little bit better, really.